Well, good afternoon, everyone. So happy to have you along. This is Local Matters for a Friday. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. So glad you're with us today. And I'm especially glad you're with us today,
hey,
Pastor Ron.
Man, I enjoy sitting here with you, Dwight, and just going over the scriptures. It's very fulfilling, and it really does. It brings life and energy to us. It helps us. The Word of God will always do that.
You know, the Bible says all scripture is given by the inspiration of God.
Yes.
And the inspiration of God means it has God's breath in it. It has God's life in it. I mean, the Word of God is the most powerful force in the universe.
Yes.
And if we can get it in our hearts, and the more we get in our hearts, it becomes of how we act, how we react. All scripture, and it's profitable. All scripture given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction of righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So the more we study it, the more we talk about it, the more we meditate on it, the more we get it in our hearts, the better life we have.
Amen. And boy, I tell you, we have been experiencing some life here with this Lord's Prayer that we've been going over. And, you know, Dwight, I mean, we have really been dissecting these scriptures and seeing that when Jesus said, "Our Father," you know, we first talked about how great it was that he included us in the fact of our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And then we went through all the names of God. Well, not all of them, the major names of God that are revealed in scripture. And man, we saw where God is Jehovah Jireh, where he's Jehovah Shalom. He's our provider. He's our peace. He's our sanctification. He's our righteousness. He's our great shepherd. I mean, we saw so many things here. And then, you know, how we begin to recognize when we would recall who God is through the Lord's Prayer, it would remind us in our hearts and bring us to a remembrance that we are his children. And last week we talked about the righteous prayers, the availing much, the prayers of a righteous man or woman availing much in the kingdom of God, and how God showed us that we've been given the gift of righteousness to approach his throne with boldness. We don't have to be afraid. It's not based on our performance. It's not whether we've been good or bad. You know, some people won't go to prayer meeting if they've made a mistake, or if they've sinned, or they won't go to church, or they won't even go to have any fellowship with God. But that's the time he wants us to run to him when we've made a mistake. And when you know that your righteousness is a gift, you're not all about performance, you're about relationship with God. And so you come into that relationship to the place where you can say, "Give us this day our daily bread." And we talked richly about that last week, Dwight, about God giving us our daily bread and not withholding from us and willing for us to be provided for, and how he's done that and the ways that he does that through wisdom and just provision and insight and protection and divine ideas. And he's just so good to help us in life. And as we go through with this, Dwight, our goal is connection. That's the goal of this whole series, is to cause people to get into connection with God.
Oh, that's good.
So that they can pray this prayer and learn how to have their needs met, learn how to be able to meet other people's needs, learn how to hear from God and receive from him. And man, I tell you, I believe if you listen to this series, you've received that.
Man, I say it's been rich.
It has.
And I'm looking forward to walking further into it today.
Amen.
So we come to the point in what we call the Lord's Prayer, the model prayer, and it was a prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. And again, if you have a Bible handy and you'd like to look, Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. So after he said, "Our Father which art in heaven, after with our kingdom come, there will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God, I want you to have as much control of my life as you have the events of heaven. After, give us this day our daily bread," talking about our needs. Then Pastor Ronnie comes to an interesting, I'm anxious to hear your thoughts on the next part of this prayer. Jesus taught them to pray, "And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." And I guess in particular, while this is on my mind at this point in time, I was working with a couple lately who they're married, been married for a long, long time. It's kind of been rough for them. They've had a lot of things happen in their life. One was one of their sons, drug situation, on drugs, stabbed his father, same time killed his uncle. He is incarcerated for that right now. But his wife says, you know, because this line is right here, that her husband cannot go to heaven until she forgives, he forgives her son for that.
Oh, my.
And he said, because the Bible says, you know, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debt. If you don't forgive other people their sin, God won't forgive you yours. That's not what this means. Talk about that a little bit if you care, and talk about what it does mean.
What religious people, Dwight, have done with this scripture is they've made it, let's make a deal.
Yeah.
And, you know, there is no dealing in regard to things like this with God. When we make a deal, what we do is we bring it to the fact that we owe God something and God owes us something. And there could be nothing further from the truth. When you know, over in Mark 11, Jesus said the same thing as here. He says, if you don't forgive, you won't be forgiven. But see, he's not talking about, and I've really, really done a lot of study on this, because this bothered me for years, because it almost sounds like he's saying, let's make a deal.
Yeah.
It's almost like he's saying that if you don't do this. But what he's saying is, if you will not release forgiveness from your heart to someone, if you hold that in your heart, you are actually blocking the Lord from getting the grace and the love and the mercy that you need brought into your life at that point.
Oh, yeah.
It's not that God won't do it. It's there and available, but it's going to be very hard for you to receive it. Now, does it mean that someone couldn't receive the new birth? Someone can receive the new birth and go to heaven when they die. And you know what? I've seen this happen a lot, and people still have bitterness in their heart towards somebody. But that doesn't mean they wouldn't go to heaven. What it means is they're failing the grace of God now. What Jesus is saying is, if we won't release this, we're carrying a burden that we can't carry.
There you go.
We're carrying a weight that wasn't designed for us, and it's blocking our heart, and it's keeping us from receiving what God wants. Okay, now, he said in Hebrews, Dwight, he said, if we fail the grace of God, it will create a root of bitterness whereby many will be defiled. Many doesn't mean they'll be knocked out of heaven. It just means they'll be hindered from walking in grace now. And what he's saying there is, he's writing that to Hebrew Christians that were already saved. And he's saying, don't let any bitterness rise up in your heart. Because, you know, Dwight, bitterness is not like it's going to hurt someone else. Bitterness hurts us. And when we hold that unforgiveness, what we're basically saying is, God, I really don't believe your love for me. I don't believe you could love me that much. So why should I love someone else so much?
Right.
And what Jesus is saying here is, read that again, Dwight, just what that says there.
Of course, we're talking about the Lord's Prayer, Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. And Jesus has got down to the point where it's in verse 12 of that chapter. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
Yes, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And Dwight, the thing of it is, as we are releasing things and letting things go, you know, we will be able to release other people. I remember my friend told me this story one time. He and a construction crew were working around a culvert. They were cleaning out a culvert, and a pretty large snake bit one of the men on the hand that's down cleaning it out. So he started chasing the snake with a hoe, with a shovel or something. He's wanting to kill the snake, and them guys finally got a hold of him and said, "Man, let us get you to the hospital. You don't need to be killing that snake. You need to get the venom out of you."
Yeah.
And so we see that as Christians, he could have chased that snake to the point that he died.
Yeah.
Rather than him going and getting the help that he needed. And so when we realize what Jesus is saying here, he's not saying, let's make a deal. God's not going to forgive you, because here is the deal. God's already forgiven everybody.
Yeah.
He's already done a finished work in Jesus. Everybody's already forgiven. The question is, are we going to receive that?
Yeah.
If we don't receive it, it will hurt us. But the question is, are we going to receive it by faith? He's not saying, okay, make a deal with God. You're forgiving some individual is such a big thing that God can't do anything unless you do that. It's like God's already bigger than that. He's already done something for that.
Hey, we're glad you're with us this afternoon. This is Local Matters. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. We're looking at line by line what's called the Lord's Prayer from Matthew chapter 6. And the part we're looking at right now is where Jesus taught him to pray, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. I love the way you say this, Pastor Ron. Yeah, you know, I can die and go to heaven, and I'm not going to mess up my relationship with God. If I invite God into my heart, believe in my heart, confess with my mouth, receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior, declare him Lord as Lord and Savior in my life, when he comes in to stay.
Yes.
I mean, that's why they call it eternal life.
Yes.
I mean, if we lose it today and have it today, lose it tomorrow, it's not eternal life. Now, so from that point forward, just like with my earthly father, if I perform well, if I perform bad, he's still my earthly father.
Mm-hmm.
Once I receive Christ into my heart as Lord and Savior, you know, I might do some things to mess up the communication. I might do something to mess up the fellowship. I might do some things that bring some things into my life, some loss of relationship, loss of health, loss of money, you know, that God had nothing to do
right.
with. I might cost myself some things on this earth, but he's in there. I'm going to heaven, and including not forgiving people. Now, we're to forgive people, and I'll talk about it in an episode of my life right. in a minute, but we can't mess that up.
Well, the deal is, what, and if people look at you from the outside and say, well, he lost his car, he lost his job, they say, well, God's punishing him. Well, what they might not see is what we do to create those things.
Oh, yeah.
What we do is, it is not the fact that when we died, we wouldn't go to heaven. There, if that was the case, then all anybody would have to do is look in a mirror. I mean, if you want to accuse someone, like in that situation you mentioned with that stabbing incident, that's bad. I mean, that's a bad deal.
Yeah.
There needs to be forgiveness and love there. That they need to let the heart of God work in that. But that doesn't mean that someone wouldn't go to heaven if they can't find it in their heart to release some pain or hurt or unforgiveness that they've got or whatever. That'd be like someone saying just because they ate too much ice cream. I mean, what about the people that are 400 pounds overweight? You know, that people that are 400 pounds overweight, they want to point the finger at someone that like that maybe had a murder or incident or a bitterness, or maybe they were, somebody was a prostitute. They really want to wear them out while they're sitting at the table overeating, because the scripture says the glutton and the drunkard shall come to poverty. You know, they want to. And we
now
can't,
you stop preaching going to Mayberry.
Yeah, we can't get into that, Dwight. We're judging. Those are issues of the heart. And what I'm saying is, when someone is in unforgiveness and bitterness, they definitely need to release that.
Absolutely.
They need to forget it. They need to get past it. Then they need to let it go. If they can't do that, that doesn't mean they're not going to go to heaven, though. That's not what Jesus is saying here at all.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, we're so happy to have you with us this afternoon. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. We're back with more on Local Matters in just a moment.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too, and unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Hey, we're glad you're with us. Thanks for staying around for Local Matters. We are, Pastor Ron Allen and myself, are walking through line by line and demarcation of the Lord's Prayer. And there's a lot, so many, Pastor Ron, teachable moments here.
Oh, gosh.
All we had in the Bible.
I know.
I mean, I'm glad it's not. I'm glad we got 66 books and two divisions and all that we have. But this is so, I mean, you can live out of this.
Yes.
You can live out of this. And we've reached the point where Jesus was teaching his disciples to pray, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And I want to take just a minute and share this out of my life. And it illustrated so, to me personally, hopefully to you and our listeners, it'll mean something. Some years ago, a lady came up to me and she said, boy, I was at a Christmas party at somebody's house the day. And some guy came up and, boy, he started just talking about you. I mean, he was just giving you down the road, and he just saying all this stuff, and she's telling me some of the things he said. I'm thinking, really? And he said, yeah. She said, I even walked away from him and went in the other room. He followed me in the other room and started talking about you. And she told me some of the things he said. I said, well, I said, you know, there's enough bad things you can say about me that's true. He don't have to make them up. I said, but none of what you just told me is true. But I found myself, Pastor Ron, the more I thought about it, I got angry. I got bitter. Now, I knew the person, but at a distance, I knew who he was, been around him a little bit, not really. I thought, where is all that? So I'm going to my daughter some years ago. It was in a little play in town. I was driving toward the performance place. And as I was doing that, I drove right by his office. And the Lord spoke to my heart, Pastor Ron, and said, pull off right now. Go in this man's office and ask him to come out and ask him to forgive you. And I said, what? I mean, I knew it was, I knew the voice of the Lord. I mean, I knew that. He said, you're bitter. You're angry. You don't, this is, you're the temple of the Holy Spirit. There's no room in the spirit for you. You're bitter. You're angry. It's hurting you. So I wish I could say I did this every time, but this particular time I pulled off. I went into his office. His secretary was sitting there. I told him who I was there to see. And she called him out, and he kind of looked at me funny. He said, come on in. He said, what can I do for you? I said, well, I'm here to ask you to forgive me. And he said, forgive you? And I said, yeah, I need you to forgive me. He said, why? I said, because I've been bitter at you. I've been angry against you. I've had anger and bitterness in my heart toward you. And as a child of God, I don't have any room for that. I'm asking you to forgive me right now for that. And he said, well, may I ask what I did to make you feel that way? And I said, it is totally irrelevant. That doesn't matter at all. That's not even the issue. The issue is my bitterness and my anger. Will you forgive me? And he kind of looked at me funny. He said, well, I forgive you. And I'm telling you, Pastor Ron, I floated out of that office.
Hallelujah.
It was like I was on, yeah. I wasn't stepping. I was floating because I was free. I was free from that, and it left me and never came back again. It was like, man, I'm clean. It's like taking a shower on the inside. I never had an experience like that. And today, I promise you, today as we sit here with Local Matters, if I broke down at 2:30 in the morning on the interstate, I could call him and say, hey, I'm broken down, and he'd come and get me. Mm. And I do the same for him.
Wow.
But the power, that's why he says forgive us.
Yes.
It's not about going to heaven.
No.
It's about freeing you up.
Right. And you know, Dwight, the thing I think is so interesting and so good about that is you didn't let the things that he had done,
yeah,
you didn't even bring them up. See, if you had brought those things up, it would have been a matter of what he had owed you rather than what was going on in your heart.
Yeah.
And see, we need to learn that, folks. That's a biblical precedent mentioned in Ephesians 4 called put off. Put off the old man and put on the new man created in righteousness and true holiness. If you had not put that off, and you'd have got into this long argument with him about all the things, all the little things that woman had told you that he said about you.
Yeah.
You just said, well, you said this, and you said that, and you said this, and you did that. And I think we need to talk about it some more. And it would have went on for three years.
You're
talking about it.
Probably still been mad.
Probably been talking about it with him. The thing of it is, you had such wisdom to say, this is not about you. You may have done me wrong, and you weren't excusing his wrong.
No.
What you were saying is, this is about the bitterness in my heart, and I'm releasing this from me. Doc, that guy with that snake that I mentioned earlier, you know, he was wanting to make it about the venom in the snake.
Yeah.
When he just about run that snake down to the point that killed him, the venom killed him, rather than getting something done in his own life about the venom. Obviously, the snake bit him. Obviously, the snake imparted the venom, but he could have been chasing that snake today.
Yeah.
Still holding that venom in his body.
Dropped over dead chasing the snake.
And you know, Dwight, I've had people that have stuff going on in their life for 25 years.
Yeah.
And they come and talk to me about it. And I'm thinking this happened like 2 or 3 days ago. And I'm thinking, I said, now when did this happen? Well, this happened back in 1974. I'm thinking, what? This happened that long ago? You know. But see, that's where people hold on to that stuff in their emotions and they realize, and what they have done, Dwight, is they've created a codependency on that individual being what they need them to be, rather than looking to God, like Jesus is saying here, forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. What he's saying is, as you look to God for that forgiveness, as you focus on God for that forgiveness, there's going to be a release in your heart to let other people go. But if you hold on to that, there's not going to be that release. It doesn't mean you can't die and go to heaven. It just means you're going to be miserable while you're on the earth.
Yeah, really.
Amen. So
really,
we need to realize that when he's saying forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors, He's saying, learn this object lesson of releasing things from your heart. Quit holding people accountable for stuff that they've done when you know that they've done it and they were wrong, even wrong about it. Let them go. As the song goes, let it go. You know, learn how to let things go, let people go, and you'll begin to see some real grace coming up in your life.
Hey, we're glad you're with us. This is Local Matters for Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. We're walking through the Lord's Prayer line by line from Matthew chapter 6. And we're, as you can just tell, on the portion of that prayer where Jesus taught his disciples to pray, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And just to kind of summarize, it's about freeing us. I can't tell you how free that I was when I walked out of there. But I just feel led to park here just a little longer. Because there's somebody thinking, well, you don't understand what they did to me. You don't understand how they hurt me. And forgiveness is a decision. And I would encourage people, and Pastor Ron, I'd love to hear your thoughts about this. You know, you say, Lord, I decide as an act of my will to forgive them. I've got the grace. I've got your grace working in me, your ability working in me to help me do things I can't do on my own. I can't do this on my own, but I'm thankful for your grace, your power, your inherent power in me. And with your grace, I forgive them. Now, if that comes back to you in 10 minutes, those thoughts of anger, bitterness or whatever, just go back to that.
Yeah.
You just go back and say, no, I've forgiven him by the grace of God. I've made that decision. I love that word decide, which means to cut from or to eliminate all other options.
Mm-hmm.
Decide, that's what decide means, to cut from or to eliminate all other options. And if that thoughts of bitterness and anger, and if you get tempted to start talking about them again, come back to the grace of God.
Yeah.
Come back to God's ability working through you that help you do things you can't do on your own. And over time, maybe not the first day, maybe not the first week, maybe not the first month, but over time, you will persuade your heart and you won't have to deal with that anymore.
And what that does, Dwight, basically what you're saying there is you may not be willing, but ask the Lord to make you willing to be willing.
There you go.
And that's when grace will become alive. That's when grace, and that's exactly what Jesus is saying here, Dwight. He's not saying, let's make a deal with God. Now, if I don't forgive that person, God's not going to forgive me. Well,
yeah.
If that was the case, you're making yourself a bigger sacrifice than Jesus was on the cross. You're saying that my forgiveness is a bigger sacrifice than his. That's not what he's talking about here. We are not the sacrifice. We can't sacrifice ourselves. We're not the ones that say, well, I'm going to make a deal with God. And if I forgive everybody, then bless God. God, you owe me. You've got
that's
to
right.
forgive me of everything. What?
Yeah.
See how hard-hearted that is?
Yeah.
And that's what people are saying. They're making a deal with God, Dwight. And what they're doing is, in that scripture, when they see it that way, they're making their hearts harder. Jesus is saying this forgiveness thing has a whole lot more to do with the individual than it does with God or the person that brought the bitterness or the pain. This forgiveness thing has to do with grace coming alive, the ability to do something that we normally can't do in ourselves.
Yeah.
When you walked into that man's office, you walked in there not in your own strength and in your own ability, because probably in your ability, you wanted to punch his lights out.
Yeah, I didn't
in your
want to
strength,
do that, yeah.
Right. But yeah. You were going because you knew you had released this in your heart as a son of God. You couldn't have this in your heart. It didn't mean you wouldn't, if you died that day, you wouldn't have gone to heaven.
Yeah.
That's not what he's not talking about, a work salvation. People make it so much about a work salvation when God says it's a gift salvation. It's a gift to you. And if we'll receive that righteousness, it won't be like, well, okay, I've got bitterness in my heart today, so I'm on my way to hell. Well, how cheap have you made the grace and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ?
Wow.
How much are you cheapening it to the fact of what you, the mighty God, the mighty little God, will do? No, get over yourself and realize God is talking about me learning how to release, learning how to live this life of grace out, learning how for grace to come alive in my heart so I'm not failing the grace of God and creating a rift of bitterness that hurts a bunch of people. That's what he's saying, because once we do learn to release like you did that day, what you did is a classic biblical example of put off You put off that old man. You didn't bring up all the stuff he said. You didn't say, well, number one, she said you did this. Number two, she said you did that. Number three, she said you did that. Well, look who's counting now. You know what I'm saying?
Not that I'm counting.
No, but look who's
not
counting.
Not that I really remember.
Right. Yeah. But and that's what we have to come to, Dwight, to say, this is not about, and you know, Dwight, I feel like there's a word of knowledge here for somebody that's going through
thing.
A divorce.
Oh, wow, yeah.
You know, if you're going through a divorce right now, listen, sometimes you have to go through a divorce. You have to. There's no other way you're going to get peace than to do it. That's not God's will. God, in the scripture says God hates divorce, but sometimes it has to happen. But listen, the pain, the bitterness, the hurt that you're feeling, let it go. Just put it into God's care. And like Dwight said, you may have to do that every 5 minutes for the first day or two, three, four, five that you do it. But say, God, I let it go. I'm releasing this. I'm not living the rest of my life in this bitterness and pain. I give it to you.
Next week, we'll pick it up. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
All right.
And we all can look forward to that. I've enjoyed it,
buddy.
Thank you so much. Hey, thank you for being with us. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. Join us next week for Local Matters.